Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalu.
Good morning. How yous doing out there? The weather's kind of getting a little bit better, isn't it? Spring is upon us. But for all the parents who are like tearing their hair out, wondering, how are you going to get through another weekend of trying to entertain kids? Stop right now what you're doing and listen to this. Grow, Cook, Eat presenter Karen O'Donoghue has the answer and she's on the line. Karen, how's it going?
Well, I have a couple of suggestions. I don't know if I have.
You
the
have the answer to everything. It says it in my intro. That means it's true.
Okay, I'll go with that. I'll go with that. Brilliant.
Listen, you are big into gardening. That's what we're here to talk about. But I need to ask you, first of all, when did your own love of gardening start?
Honestly, only once I joined GIY, which is the mad thing. I mean, okay, definitely as a little sproggle growing up, I loved being out with my papa in his glass house. And I really remember the smell of tomatoes and I think it was sweet Afton, which was an interesting combination inside his glass house. So like I loved that memory and association, but to actually grow food myself was oddly really only when I started working with GIY, or sorry, when I started a GIY group first, actually, in Ladysbridge when I moved home from Bristol. So it all started with spuds, funnily enough.
Spuds, the easiest thing to grow, I found.
Oh, like, ridiculously easy, isn't it? Like you actually kind of can't believe you haven't been doing it for years already. And such a joy to harvest. Yeah, definitely worth doing.
So let's,
and very timely.
Yes, it is. So you want to help get our kids in the garden. Talk to me about green time over screen time.
Oh, yeah, green time over screen time. So listen, I say this as a mom of two kids. Dylan is 11 and Saoirse is 8. And I have been very grateful for a number of things over the last 12 months, including my Netflix subscription. So listen, I'm not coming at it from a kind of holier than thou perspective.
But balance is important.
Balance is important. And particularly when the weather is as good as it is now. And as you were saying, Jennifer, spring has definitely sprung. Like the more time we can get ourselves and our little sproggles outdoors, breathing in the fresh air, connecting with nature, and like getting a bit dirty. Do you know what I mean? Like getting your hands in the soil, being curious about what's in the grass or flying around the place, you know, listening to the birds, all that kind of stuff. Is really, really important for our physical and mental health. And so if we can take that and then do it either through food growing, then happy days. Like that's multiple boxes ticked. And it's really easy. They're dying to do it.
It sounds easy. It looks easy. But where do we start? Because I have, I started in the last lockdown simply because we had time in our garden. But for those listening who want to get into gardening in their own, you know, garden or balcony or wherever, where is a good place to start?
Yeah. So, OK, if it's with or without kids, right, I would say the first thing is to just come at it from a point of going, I can do this. Because like including myself, and I don't know if you share this, we all think we don't have time, we don't have space and we don't know how. Mm. And like really weirdly, I came to growing with this mad fear of failure going, but what if the seedlings don't take, or what if I put them in the wrong soil or the wrong shape pot, or I don't water, like, oh my God, calm down. Like it's just food growing. And yet when you do it, it's all about the food growing. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, okay, don't make it a big
deal. It's going to grow. Stick it
in
the soil, water, it's going
to
grow.
Want to grow. Okay. Exactly. Like we just need to give them what they need and they'll go off and do their thing. So that's the first thing, right? Get over any kind of mental block that you would have. I would always say, grow what you like to eat. Like if you're not going to eat it and enjoy it, you're absolutely not going to look after it, because like, why would you? Mm. So think about the food that you like to eat. And then like anything, you know, think about the space that you have and what's going to work with the sunshine that you have. Do you need to grow vertically to make the most? Like, again, be clever and be resourceful. How much time do you want to commit it? Do you want some kind of low maintenance things to kick off with, like really delicious salads? Beetroot, fantastic. The spuds we were talking about, garlic, ridiculous. Chilies, oh my God. Mm. Or are you willing to go a little bit extra and kind of embrace the diva that is the tomato, but so worth it. I'm not even going to talk about sweet corn now or asparagus. That's like way outside my comfort zone.
Potatoes, I mean, because you're talking to the Irish nation now. That is one of the easiest things to start off with. Broccoli as well is fairly simple. Carrots is fairly simple, you know, especially if you don't have a lot of room because they stay in the pot. They grow down. They don't grow vertical like you were talking about there. But, you know, so for people who absolutely have no clue, if they go into a garden centre, they can pick up the seeds and the instructions are on the back.
Yeah, so my first thing is I would say, first of all, go on to GIY.ie, okay? So we, like, this is what we do, is we help people grow food wherever they can, whatever shape, size, your garden, your balcony, yeah, your spaces. Like, we're all about getting people to give it a grow. So go to GIY.ie, have a look there. We have loads of brilliant content around all the different veg that you might like to grow. And then get hold of your seeds and your compost wherever you can. Your local garden centre, supermarkets have it. Obviously, we sell them. And that's your starting point.
So and it's now really the time to start. Now, like this month, next month.
Exactly. So March is always considered kind of the first of the busiest of 3 months for DIYers. It's all about the sowing, though. The temperature is starting to heat up a little bit outside. Mm-hmm. The like risk of severe weather is starting to go down. Like, we ourselves are more inclined to be outdoors. So this is a really good time to get your seeds sown, or start getting ready to buy the seedlings, the plants, for planting out. But still, this is all about using whatever you have, whether it's module trays or whether you cut open an old milk carton and sew in them, whatever. Be really resourceful. We have loads of great advice and stuff as well.
Yeah, I love that about the website, because you cater for, there's loads of different options, not just for people who have gardens. But, you know, I really want to get my kids involved this time, but I'm like, oh, they're going to wreck it. Wreck everything. What little jobs can you give them to do? Like, they're 3 and 6.
Yeah, so I was talking to Dylan and Saoirse about this yesterday, actually, because I knew I was coming to chat with you. And I was a little bit conscious of, what's that expression, Jennifer, you know, a builder's house never gets built or whatever. And I was like, Jesus, you know, we as a family don't grow as much as people would maybe assume. And I was like, OK, so why is that? And what are the challenges? And the first one was that I kind of expect Dylan and Saoirse to want to do it as much as I do. And that's just not the case. Like, I don't love football as much as Dylan does, or horses as much as Saoirse does. So what, you know what I mean? So I guess the first thing is to kind of go, okay, what do I want to do as the adult? And then like invite them to take part. Definitely for kids of a younger age. And my friend Leah is brilliant at this. Like, allocate a space, whether it's a designated space in your garden, or it's a particular bucket, you know, in whatever, in your, on your balcony or wherever, and that's just the mud pile. Like, okay, that, it doesn't matter what goes into it or comes out of it. It might get eaten. It'll definitely end up on hair and glove. So what? Like, your kids are, as I said, it's green time over screen time. They may not grow anything, but their hands are in muck and dirt and soil, and they're with you, like,
yeah,
as you're doing
outside.
Your thing. So definitely lower your expectations,
okay,
and have a really good washing machine.
Okay.
And then, you know, go with things that they like to eat. Strawberries, easy. Peas, easy. You know, and then they can make the connection with what they grow and what they get to eat. And then you've just started a brilliant, brilliant good habit. And that will do them for their life. Yeah, it's critical.
That's a really, really good tip. Just let them get dirty and just let them be outside and lower your expectations. I think that's the really important thing. And then they'll enjoy and join in eventually, won't they? What tools do we need?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question. And again, over the last 12 months, you know, we've all become super conscious of what do we have pretty much in arm's reach, or indeed our 5K. So you can do a lot with what you have, and you obviously your loves, right? So handy to have them available to you. Like, if you're going to be, so containers are really important. So whether you're using an old washed out tin of beans, which you can use to start off your seeds in, or like bigger pots if you can get hold of them, are great for growing chilies. And then if you're growing outdoors, Mick will always talk about a hoe. Like, oh my God, that man in his oscillating hoe, like, he's a fiend for weeding. So if you want to go to kind of go to that end of the equipment scale, then that's really important. And then it's about kind of shovels and spades and rakes. But really, just have a good container and good soil, the good seeds, and then manage it with your light and your water. The equipment side of things is kind of going into large scale, you know, middle to professional level.
How do you feel about weed killer?
Oh, well, absolutely no. Like, if we're talking about the evil, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it on air, but I mean, yeah, there's some very, very, can I? Yeah. So like, anybody that's still using Roundup needs to have a chat with themselves.
Okay.
Like, it's 2021. There's a climate crisis, a biodiversity crisis. Wherever you pour it, it's ending up in somebody's water supply or food somewhere. Please stop. So there's alternatives, most of which will take a little bit or indeed a lot more time and patience, but it's the right thing to do.
Your lava, for example, weed them out yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull them out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And go out and make that, you know, the way we've gotten, and again, this is just my opinion, we've gotten so used to having what we want when we want it. And this, we've had it for a very, very long time, a sense of what a garden should look like, you know, like weed it to within an inch of its life, very manicured, like very Desperate Housewives-esque. And listen, like, okay, we all know the gardens aren't the only thing that have been rewilded over the last 12 months with salons and beauticians closed. But like, embrace the rewilding. You know, that's where the bees need to be and the ladybirds and the insects and all that kind of stuff. So again, the first thing is to just, it's all about looking at things differently, isn't it? Like through a different lens and going, the way we used to do things has resulted in the disaster that we are in now. So let's do things differently and be part of the solution.
Absolutely. I just got a question. Hi, I've loads of outdoor space, this texter says, but no indoor space. Can I plant straight outside at this time or do I need to start the seeds indoors?
Yeah, great question. So I'm also a fan of sowing directly into the ground. So you absolutely can. It very much depends on the veg. So beetroot, for example, in a little while can go straight outdoors. Carrots, you can also do straight outdoors. Salads can go straight into the ground. Not now, it's still a little bit too cold for them. So the short answer is yes, absolutely. The longer version is pick the veg and check the time.
Okay, and last question. I know you briefly touched on it, but what can people do with tiny gardens or apartments and balconies? What about people who have no gardens? You kind of mentioned there, you know, tins and pots and that kind of thing. Does that really work? Do things really grow in there as well?
They really do. And again, I would say, like, embrace that, you know, like, you know, the way we can stop ourselves from doing things because it's not the Insta story version of it, like, and it's not the ideal. But actually, everybody can grow something somewhere. If you imagine on your windowsill, like, what is it that you will most use that will look and smell amazing in your home and in your space? Like herbs on your windowsill, deadly. Chilies, deadly. Salads, like, imagine just being able to constantly pick your own salads as you're cooking or making your lunch or your dinner instead of relying on special offer stuff wrapped in plastic in the fridge that's going to turn into sludge and then you just throw out. Yeah. Like, different ball game. So that's the first thing. And then the other is, again, if you have a balcony space, things that grow up or in hanging baskets, like there are varieties of tomatoes called tumbling toms. So you don't need big, tall greenhouses or glass houses. They literally just spill over. Strawberries also grow in hanging baskets. Peas you could grow. Cucamelons, yummy, like cucumbers. We grew them in the last series of Grow, Cook, Eat, and I was like ridiculously excited. Outdoors, and they just, you know, they'll go up the railings of your balcony or whatever you can guide them up. So again, it's just about coming at this from the perspective I absolutely can and I will. I'm going to find out and I'm going to ask and I'm going to grow what I like and what suits my space. But like, just start at it as a DIYer. Like, you can and you will. And then the other thing I would say, obviously, when life allows and restrictions lift and all that kind of stuff, community gardens, oh my God, like, they are just one of the most joyful things in the whole wide world. And we have an unbelievable network of them all across Ireland. If anybody is looking for inspiration, please check out the Zero Waste Garden in Rathcoffey in County Kildare. They are, in my opinion, the gold standard when it comes to community gardens. I mean, there's brilliant ones in Mud Island. There's great ones in Clon. Like, there's loads of them all over the country. But to see what Pat Pender and all the crew there did with a bit of Isle Green at the back of the estate that was just generally mowed to within an inch of its life. And if you see it now, like it has, I was going to say everything but the kitchen sink, but actually they just put in a kitchen to the porta cabin. So it even has the kitchen sink. And what I would say is start at home with what you have, but absolutely go and find and connect with your local community garden. You will get more than you bargained for. Like, it's a joy.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much information there, but I think the best thing to tell people, Karen, is go to the website, isn't it? GIY.ie is full of tips and information and places to start and what you can do. So go and check out that website. I'm getting lots of texts in from parents and people who started gardening in the last lockdown and who absolutely love it. Karen O'Donoghue, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Best of luck with everything.
Oh, Jennifer, you're so welcome. And I'm going to give you one little tease.
Go on.
Everybody keep your eyes and ears open for a big announcement coming next Tuesday. It's going to be big. It's going to be bold. And we want you all part of. Okay. So anybody that's thinking about getting their loaves in the ground and getting stuck into growing next Tuesday.
Okay.
Say
okay.
No more than that.
Say
watch
no more. Watch this space. Thanks, Karen. There we go. And don't forget, also, Grow, Cook, Eat Series 3 is currently being repeated at 8:30 p.m. on Monday nights on RTÉ1. Karen is a legend. Thanks for all your texts coming in. Sorry, I don't have time to get to them, but it seems like this is something that we're getting really good at.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.